Most things in life aren't guaranteed, but I'll tell you what's guaranteed. The Hip Hop Digest show, landing in my Stitcher playlist, when I'm high as fuck, riding that B train into Manhattan. Yo, Hip Hop Digest, I love you guys. This is Peter Oasis, live and direct, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life.
That's what's wrong right now. Everybody trying to rap the same style with the, I don't know who created it, if it was Future or Migos, but all them niggas sound the same.
Yeah.
I said, nigga had me in the studio one night trying to do that shit. I'm like, man, cut this shit off. Fuck am I in here doing, nigga? I don't rap like that. 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 Rap like that.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
$399. Whoops, $400.
$400.
$400.
That's what's up, man. Wow, that's a lot of shows, yo.
Yeah. And that's not even including the music shows.
No doubt.
Nah, it's not including those.
No doubt. That's a lot.
Way up 400. Yeah, congratulations, gentlemen.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's a lot of content on the internet.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you have forever
but very
immortalized.
Few pictures.
That's true.
For better or worse, we out there.
No doubt. That's what's up. So let's get right in, gentlemen. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a shout out and a celebration to the people who listen to this show. Your man E Color put out the old top three, you know, Hip Hop Digest style, your personal top three. And I'm going to read a few here. Gentlemen, Rasheed Owens, no particular order, Black Thought, Pasta Noose, and Fonte. You know?
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always down with Black Thought. Bagari Black, Crazy Bone, Andre 3000, and Lupe Fiasco currently. Now, I wish Andre would put out some new joints. I mean, something reasonable.
You know? Right.
You know what I mean? Adam Sansnick, my man. Foul Mont, Brother Ali, again, Black Thought.
Thought's getting a lot of respect out here.
Well, he oughta.
He is.
Shit.
Deserving so.
No doubt, he oughta. Who else I got here? Mr. Merv. He said number three, and that varies from year to year, but he put in number two, R.A. the Rugged Man, and number one, Sean Price. P. So, no doubt about that. Well, who else I got here? M. the Glide Woodrow. Faramont, P.O.S. of Doomtree. Oh, and a brother named Slug. I don't know if that was in order or not. I don't know Slug. Maybe I'm fucked up in the game. Maybe I should be up. But the other two I know about. So, Kurt G, wanna just get a quick, got a passing fancy right now? Your top three of the week, maybe?
Top three of the week. I can always go KRS-One, Rakim, and like I said, it always passes between Jay-Z, Biggie, and Nas at number three.
Oh, okay.
Depends on how I'm feeling that week.
Ah, that's what's up, Swerve.
Wow, I wasn't ready, but as I have said many times, my joint is fluid. So right this moment, pulled up, it's not in no particular order. Royce, wow. let's see, Royce, Black Thought, of course, and I'm going to say Eminem.
Marshall?
Marshall?
Right on your list?
Marshall?
Yeah, I was listening to some older Marshall.
Get the fuck.
Listening to game records, game recordings.
What?
Marshall,
nigga. as much as you be like, oh, Eminem, that shit he doing now, whack.
Right. I'm not talking about that.
He talking about the shit he doing now.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Eminem.
Oh shit. The
Eminem that we learned of. That not that my name is Eminem.
All right, that's what's up. For myself, I still keep it. I try to still keep it 100. Kumo D, Black Thought, Nas. Just off the top of my head, you know.
Hi.
Yeah, you know that's what's up. So, all right, let's get in here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Zulu Nation removes Afrika Bambaataa and other top leaders in a restructuring. The alleged allegations of sexual assault facing Afrika Bambaataa have pushed the Zulu Nation to remove all involved and accused in covering up the allegations of child molestation. They put out a big statement. I can't read as it is, but I'll read this part of the station. The Universal Zulu Nation wishes to announce that it is currently under new leadership by the international and regional U.S. Zulu leaders. This will involve a significant restructure and feature an in-depth reassessment of how the organization will function to better serve our communities. As a part of this restructure, all parties and those accused of the covering up basically will have been fired or have resigned along with Bambaataa. This shit is now, like I was telling Kurt G, and I might even have said this on the show, I was waiting for the parade, and I was waiting for somebody else to come along other than victims. Not that I didn't believe the victims, but I was just sort of waiting for somebody else to come along, and that is a one-time head of Bambaataa security, Shamadeen Sharif Ali Bey, who was also an original member of the Black Spades, Bambaataa's original gang. Okay, he's been knowing Bambaataa for well over 40 years. He basically said Bambaataa has molested hundreds of kids. There's always a boy in the house. He travels with teens, you know, I guess in their upper teens, always in the hotel room. Always in his crib. He always got boys with him hanging around. This whole situation is Bambaataa. Well, put it to you like this. Are we going to be able to separate Bambaataa's legacy from the allegations? Swerving.
I've been asking that since the thing came up, B. It is very difficult to imagine the continued adoration and exaltation of that man, no matter what he did, if he was messing with little kids, B.
That's real. That's real. That's 100. I was thinking about that, especially with the whole Jerry Sandusky thing starting to bubble up back up again at Penn State.
Right.
Joe Pa, he took his whole shit down. He built that entire system, and he's finished. So basically, niggas right now got chisels out and removing Bambaataa's face off the hip hop Mount Rushmore. Kurt G, you gotta do it, huh?
I can't do it.
Word?
I can't do it. I can't take away what he's done for hip hop. I can't take that away. I'm a different type of nigga. I can separate shit. I could throw this nigga under the bus. If it's the death penalty is what he need to get, then fuck it, kill the nigga. That's how I feel. But I'm not going to take away his Heisman. I'm not going to take away anything that he's done for hip-hop. I can separate that. And I can also throw this nigga completely under the bus and say this nigga deserves whatever he gets for this shit.
It's not in the young boy's wheelhouse. Young boys, first of all, they don't give a fuck about hip-hop history anyway. It's only in our wheelhouse that it's kind of a big deal. You know, I, for one, I guess in a way, I'm kind of like Kurgi in the fact that it's not him personally. Yeah, I throw him under the J on a minute. It's not that I want to protect him personally, but I guess I feel an affinity to protect the legacy, the affinity to protect what was going on at the Bronx River Housing Project, hip hop in its full glory. I mean, every aspect of the culture, you know. But I guess people are going to be like, yeah, but motherfuckers at Bambaataa party was in the back room. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, shit, they doing that in Hollywood today. You know what I mean? So I don't know, B.
Don't make it right.
No, it's not right.
It definitely don't make it right. It doesn't make it right at all. And I understand if a nigga wants to, like, fuck that nigga, take him off the Mount Rushmore, anything that he's done, take his name off, just completely forget this nigga, erase him. Completely, and I understand your reasoning for doing it, but it's just not me.
Let me ask you a question. Is OJ, he's still in the hall, right? His bust is still in there, right?
As far as I know.
He's he was found in, not guilty, so it don't mix. Whether he did it or not, he was found not guilty.
Well, there's not going to be a trial. Bambaataa is only guilty in the court of public opinion. There's no trial coming. I mean, they're trying to get the law changed that I guess if you were molested as a kid, you'll have until 23 or 26 to report it. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But all that being said, there's no trial coming.
As of now.
Well, I think unless he's currently still in that thing doing that, and you got a 17-year-old who going to pop up tomorrow, Bambaataa's not going to jail. So,
all right.
You know, hey, Bambaataa. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Really crazy.
That's crazy. No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is congratulations, Post Malone. White Iverson certified double platinum. Post Malone is currently on tour with Justin Bieber. Post, who received a big look when he was on Kanye's The Life of Pablo and previewed a new track with Justin Bieber and Jaden Smith.
New math alert.
So, I didn't even break down how many streams versus units. I don't give a fuck about that. What I'm really going to talk about is there's a picture in the article of Post Malone receiving his platinum plaque. And the comments was, look at that picture and marinate. So I looked at the picture and then the person below him commented, look at this picture again. And I'm like, what do you mean, look at the picture? And then somebody wrote, there were 11 whites and 2 blacks in the picture. You know, his whole posse, you know, 4 white guys. Post Malone is 1,000 in the world of commercial rap. Now, what I want to say to you is that this was on a regular dick riding blog, okay? Which people who usually look at dick riding blogs are going to get bamboozled into thinking that the reason why hip hop is fucked up is because there's a bunch of white guys getting involved.
And they don't understand hip hop.
Thank you, son. I thought you would be the voice of reason. Don't you be fooled.
Please
okay?
don't.
You gonna have that anyway. Okay.
Exactly.
You gonna have that anyway. Let's not lose sight that Post Malone is whack juice.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
You don't even need a straw.
No, sir.
So, but somebody out there is gonna say, well, he getting plaques.
He is. He's on a major tour. He's getting a lot of money. You know, he has a career.
That don't make you good.
No, I'm not saying it's making him good, but what I'm saying is that, you know, I listen to a lot of different blogs. There's a little undercurrent of the real MC class saying there's a reason why we can't get paid. Okay? Now, you may think that is because there's the Post Malones and the Mac Millers and the Action Bronsons just because they're white. There's probably a little bit of truth in that, given the fact that who goes to concerts. But all that being said, you know, I think if you fall into that rabbit hole of thinking that it's just his management team and it's just a bunch of white guys, you'd be wrong. Because Post Malone, let's just break this down for people. He's whack. And right now, whack is being paid. That's all. It's as simple as that. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to shout out Post Malone. I mean, but
it almost sounded like it.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just putting it out there, yo.
I mean, it's just. Yeah, right. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is
whack juice.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to Alphenie Shakur, Tupac's mother. Passed away this week. Yes, the former Black Panther who overcame her bout with drugs to inspire her son to write the Dear Mama, one of his most popular recordings of all time. She was the first in a fraternity of popular prominent hip-hop mothers to lose their sons. Obviously, we could talk about Ms. Shakur herself, Biggie's mom, Jay Dilla's mom, you know, Mac Dre's mom, who actually all have in common, got involved and took over their son's legacy and protected their son's legacy from total exploitation.
Right.
So you didn't, there'd be 10 Tupac biographies out right now if it wasn't for Alphini Shakur protecting her son's legacy.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Certainly shout out and rest in paradise to that woman, you know, and all the mothers who lost their sons in that way. You know, it's tragic. Right. It's a tragedy.
And so, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Indeed. Indeed. So, you know, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is decoding Drake.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one, the decoding, like, okay.
Decoding Drake. Drake, congratulations. About 1 million sold the first week. We knew it was going to sell. That really wasn't a topic of discussion, whether it was going to sell. This topic is inception is after last week's show. Me and Kurt G did an informal survey of 4 out of 5 cock riding blogs.
Hey,
okay,
you went there with it, huh?
Me.
Hey,
4 out of 5 cock riding blogs. Just an informal survey.
Not once, but twice.
B, I was shocked because 4 out of 5 downplayed the album. From it wasn't good to it wasn't a classic.
Wow.
So the album had really just released yet. Okay, the first week numbers hadn't come in. Yo, I was astonished. I was astonished.
Aghast.
I was, because these are usually sort of embassies for Drake. This, you know, the Drake project is coming out, no matter what it is, stamp of the classic, you know, everybody jump on, you know, and start riding. You know what I mean? Come on, everybody jump on, it's the Drake ride.
Cock riders.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Cock-a-doodle doo.
You know what I'm saying? Cuckoo! You know what I'm saying? So, G, you tell him, son. Yo, we was flabbergasted, my nigga.
Yeah, B. We were. Because it was just like, damn, I can't believe all these niggas is turning. Are they turning on Drake right now?
Well.
Are they deciding that they don't even want to ride in the Drake camp no more? Or is it just the initial reaction?
I don't know. But you know how rap fans are, yo. Rap fans, they're like zebras in the Serengeti and shit. You know what I mean? A whole fucking herd of 100,000 zebras and shit. And they see one fucking alligator and shit in the gully. Them motherfuckers are going to make a turn left. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how...
Who's the alligator in this point?
Yo, I don't know. You know what I mean? Actually, what was real funny is some of the people in the cock riding blogs was on Drake so heavy. You know what it remind me of? The Billy Bat scene in Goodfellas, when Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro stomped out Billy Bats. I mean, that's what it sounded. I mean, that's what it looked like. You know what I mean?
That nigga was flailing in his hands.
Oh my god, yo!
Swinging his hand, stomping the shit out of that.
Yo,
nigga,
that's what it sounded like. I mean, that's
Drake
what it,
getting stomped out here, B.
Yeah, B. When I'm reading some of these comments, yo, like I said, the album wasn't even fully out yet, and these motherfuckers was stomping the shit out of Drake, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding.
Wow.
But did you see that picture though?
No, we'll get into that. Hold on to the artwork. We ain't even gonna get to that. Hold the artwork, okay? I think it's simple. I think it is simple enough that Drake is not challenged at this point. Anything he puts out is gonna sell, and for the most part, that motherfucker's bored. Okay, because everybody was saying a new album sounds uninspired. He ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. I mean, Drake is now at the point of saying, damn, nigga, I could literally be in this bitch paying tiddlywinks and I'm going to sell 1 million copies. It don't matter what I do.
Fart on the record.
I can sell it.
Well, I was wondering, though. I was wondering if it would be warmly received.
Well, because everybody was saying he needed a quote-unquote classic, okay? I mean, that was the general sense of, oh, he needs a classic. Now, it's hard for me to constitute what is a classic in this day and age. Because, see, Drake is not an MC. He raps, but he's not an MC. And I challenge, I'm not going to challenge because I'm going to use the conventional wisdom, the good sense wisdom, what they say, you don't argue with an 18-year-old about Drake.
Nah, it's a waste of time.
Because he don't know shit. So I'm not doing that, but I'm just looking at the empirical evidence. He's a rapper, but he's not an MC. He's not really honing his craft in that way. So
did you see that picture, nigga?
We're gonna get to that. Hold up. We're gonna get to that. You know what I mean? Plus, and to give him a little credit, they're overanalyzing. You know, cock riding blogs overanalyzing the shit out of Drake.
I wish I had a rooster crowing right now. I'd be pushing a button.
You word?
I'm a cock riding blog.
Just saying, yo. They're just overanalyzing. I mean, everybody and their mama, they got roundtable discussions. I listened to a couple of blogs, talking blogs that I won't name. I think last week y'all were a little upset I was naming blogs. But this week I won't name them. I mean, these guys were comparing him to who you think they would compare him to. Jay. A lot of Jay. Drake at the same album that Jay is, would Jay get this type of scrutiny? Or would Jay be questioned the way Aubrey is? Well, first of all, Aubrey doesn't have a reasonable doubt.
I don't know, son. That take care. You crazy, B?
Oh, come on, B. Don't do this, Curtis. Come on, B. Don't do this.
I'm just fucking with you, son.
Oh.
Yo, you know what? Take care. Check it out. But you know, Take Care is an equivalent to a Lauryn Hill's album. You know that to this nigga. That's why he got all low and shit.
He's like, right? Come on, B. Don't do that, son.
That's why he got all low and shit.
He said, I love you, brother, but I'm about to get at your ass, nigga. Don't make me get at you right now, son.
I told you I'm drinking, man. Don't do that to me.
So, but yeah, you're right. I'm sure, you know, your average 24-year-old female Drake fan be like, y'all motherfucking take care of that shit.
And I'm going to argue that one.
You ain't going to argue that's that shit, though, are you?
No.
It is sitting in the bottom of the toilet.
So.
Right.
And something else we wanted to discuss, and I think we could discuss here, which me and Kerji found particularly interesting, is the music starting to change? Is the axis starting to tilt just a little bit differently? Okay? I'm not saying that motherfuckers is going to turn into Chuck D out here. Obviously not. But I'm thinking with the current events from Ferguson up or from Trayvon up, you know, week after week, year after year, we hear about somebody else, another, you know, person, African-Americans under serious assault. Kendrick, who, whether you like him or not, is getting universally praised.
Yep.
People out there is honestly saying, I didn't really like his album, but damn, you know, he really is putting forth something tangible that we could really sink our teeth into.
And that's
that
all
performance on that award show put him up there for real.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's all that we're asking for at this point. It's just somebody, even like I said, if you talk trap and you talk all this bullshit, at least give us something every now and then. Give us a little something.
Well, now
at least switch it up a little bit and let us hear something that some current event that you're up on, something that you're willing to fight for,
and
besides a fucking chain or a car.
Well, and that's where last week, I mean, to me, I was totally shocked the fact that. That ASAP Ferg had was that Ferg?
Yeah,
had Chuck D on there and his mom doing poetry.
And he
sound like some
something.
Marvin Gaye
he
shit.
Was giving you some food.
Now the rest of the album's probably trap.
It probably is. I still haven't unpacked it and listened to it.
But
yet.
The fact that he wanted to diversify his portfolio enough, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case, instead of this record, I can come with one sort of, you know, positive joint or food for thought, I might have to come with like maybe 3-4 next time.
Let's say something.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He said something.
Yeah,
he had
exactly.
He had some shit on there, and he's like, okay.
And he's not the only one. There's been a few guys out there, commercial guys, been doing that. So, you know what I mean? Even at the Posse Records.
Remember that album that Freeway did had a lot of that kind of shit on it. You know what I'm saying?
But Freeway's in a different type of class of MC.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, though, but he was...
you know Freeway.
Right. I know what you're saying. That's real. So
all around, maybe it's in the air.
Right. So you got Drake sort of putting out a record, you know, despite all of what we talked about here. Now, when everybody's overanalyzing and looking for the right scenario and comparing him to Jay, which is wrong, okay, the closest person that I believe that you can compare, and I know LL fans are going to be mad, but it's LL Cool J. And the closest album that you could compare to LL Cool J stated his career in the same way like Drake is 1989's Walking with a Panther.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Let me tell you something about Walking with the Panther. Now, Walking with the Panther is sold. Certified platinum by the RIAA. Okay?
Real platinum.
You know what I mean? Unit sold. But in any case, the album had a lot of unfavorable view. No, the album was viewed unfavorably due to several of the album's love ballads. Okay? Got to remember that. You also got to remember in 1989, okay, you had Public Enemy, you had Boogie Down Production, you had these type of groups coming out, okay, X-Clan, if you will. People were wearing African medallions. LL Cool J tells a story, or I believe it's LL or Molly Mall, at some type of event in Harlem, 125th Street. LL Cool J comes out in crazy gold cables. Crazy leather, you know, slacks and ballys and all that shit. The whole crowd has got fists in the air with African medallions. LL Cool J gets booed. Okay?
Gotta love New York.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, LL Cool J was the man since he dropped in 84. It is now 89. Now motherfuckers like, get this nigga the fuck out of here. Now, I'm not saying that's happening to Drake, but I'm just saying this is part and parlay of Drake not being, you know, he lives in Canada.
Me.
He ain't fucking with that Black Lives Matter shit.
Man,
don't
I'm sitting here
Canada for this
trying
one,
to tell you, B, and it just hit me again that it's the microwave mentality. I remember a few weeks ago, I was like, damn, Drake, he might be forgotten because he didn't do nothing. And he was like, nah, he gonna do this. I was like, yo, I don't know. You gotta be constantly putting something out for this generation.
Yeah,
dude.
But what I'm trying to get to is a better example of where Drake is in his career from a pop perspective. Now, thirdly, and most important, is the artwork. Mm-hmm. Or I should say lastly, most important is the artwork. Me and Kerr G noticed a couple of things on the artwork, okay? This nigga on the back cover of the artwork with this expensive dog, okay? Full length fucking mink and shit. Standing out there in the middle of the snow in front of a palatial estate with a fucking Rolls Royce Phantom. The bitch got salt on it. You know what I mean? He got fucking snow in the grill. Proving to niggas, this is my shit. I'm driving this shit. Okay? Look at the Walking with the Panther album cover. Obviously a panther. The Panthers got on a gold cable. LL Cool J has got a fucking suitcase full of money as a prop, okay? As well as, like I said, that leather eel skin, snake skin pants and ballys and gold cables and shit. You know what I mean? This is the era of African medallions, my nigga.
Damn, B, you have decoded Drake.
I'm just saying, yo.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Damn, I see.
But that artwork to me just depicted where this nigga's at in his life. That back cover to me. I was like, I looked at this shit. I'm like, this is why this nigga is. This is why his lyrical skills is in the suitcase. Why he's not using them?
B.
This nigga's so paid and so fucking comfortable and so just so loose. He's like, wow. Fuck everybody. You see what I am? This bullshit music I'm making, this is what it's gotten me. Fuck y'all niggas for thinking that I'm gonna do anything other than the music that's making me rich.
Bang.
Fuck y'all niggas.
Bang.
That's what that picture says.
Right.
So LL Cool J.
Yeah, B, that is the better example. It isn't Jay-Z. That niggas is way off base. See, the problem is they keep looking at Drake as this clone of Jay-Z. He never was. He's closer to LL. And walking Views from the Six is the equivalent of Walking with a Panther, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, because like you said, LL Cool J, who didn't really, you know, that Black Power movement, knowledge movement. Yo, LL Cool J already had 2 platinum joints under his belt doing what he does. Why am I changing shit? Yo, that nigga put about 3 or 4 I Need Loves on that shit.
Yeah, B, and you just think.
Yeah,
you're right. that pick, yo, B, I'm like the opulence, yo.
Yo,
the,
I'm the looking sheer at this attitude cover of this too, nigga, B. Son.
The sheer just like, fuck y'all niggas. You see what I'm look, rich. This little ass dog right here. Fuck y'all niggas.
So which one did you pull up?
Yo, the one that you're talking about. Him standing beside that phantom.
And it's got snow on the grill.
Yeah, you
and
see
it's
that
fucking,
snow on the grill and the salt,
it's
all,
salt
over
all over the whip. You know niggas is getting they for these prop pictures. That shit would be cleaned up. Looking extra shiny. His shit's like, yeah, nigga, this is my
Bird
shit. It's not rented. It's not leased. I bought this.
Yeah, this is my actual shit. Look at that
cash,
estate that
nigga
standing behind.
Look at the dog, B.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, B. The opulence, son. The pure attitude.
You can't tell me.
Nothing says fuck you niggas more than that picture.
And you can't tell me that same opulence doesn't come across on Walking with a Panther. It does not. Because there was no other album cover in 89 that got down like Walking with the Panther did. None.
Right.
So now, here's the key thing. The people were saying, oh, motherfuckers don't really understand Drake, how Drake moves. People's motherfuckers don't understand and shit. I don't think the nigga, I mean, look, he may be, let's say, emotional with his inner feelings about how he feels about banging strippers and then leaving them by the side of the road. Okay, I get it. You know what I mean? But I don't think he's that deep. He's a young bachelor with an obscene amount of money. Fuck, if I had his money at 22, I'd probably be rhyming like him. You know what I mean? Just because, you know what I'm saying? I have no fucking state of reference. And because he's not an MC, personally, I think he goes the way that the rest of the type of class. I think he does a Will Smith. And just eventually puts the mic down and just goes acting. Maybe he starts lifting weight. You fucking Redbone and shit, nigga. Maybe he goes Vin Diesel on niggas.
So he called that nigga a Redbone.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he did.
Maybe he goes Vin Diesel. You know what I mean?
Damn.
I'm just saying.
I think he's thoroughly decoded now, B.
Damn, B. This nigga's on fire tonight. He got cock riding blogs and red bone right. Niggas.
I'm just saying, though, son. You know what I mean? Yo, he can start
hitting
the
400.
Nah, yo, it ain't that, yo. I'm just saying, yo. Niggas is just way. These blogs, yo, you know, from like predicting that he's going to be the next iTunes and he creates a whole entire music genre by itself and all this and he's gonna have more money than Jay and Puff and them put together and all this world beater shit.
He can have all of that to me.
Be even have it. You know what? Even if he get that shit, yo, this nigga, he ain't that deep. He just happened to be, and this is his time. This is his space commercially. Congratulations. You know what I mean?
How does it feel?
You know what I mean? Shit.
That picture says it all, nigga.
Hey.
Yeah, but that's just a picture. He had to go inside after that picture.
So.
Alone.
Hey, B.
He probably had a bunch of strippers inside
I'm
waiting
sure
for
he
him.
Did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that gets old. I don't know, but I guess that could get old after a while, though.
I guess. That's what's up. So, no doubt.
What a time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Be alive.
Good for him.
So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Hip Hop Digest Political Minute. E. Color wanted to talk about some Donald Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee.
I'm just having so much fun with this right now because I'm saying on here. Because, you know, back in the day, I didn't really care about voting, right? But then we had our many, many conversations. And, you know, I do care about local voting. But when it comes to presidential votes and stuff, yo, it is so hilarious this year. You got all these people that are like, everybody hates Donald Trump, right? But if everybody hates Donald Trump, why is he winning? And why is he winning so
Everybody don't hate him.
Well, not first everybody. Of all, I'm just going to say, in the state of Maryland, you cannot cross vote. So when I went to go vote, they handed me a Democratic Party ballot. Now, I'm a Democrat. Right. So everybody who was a Democrat, you know, I got to vote for those people primary. So primary. So, yeah. I mean, why is he winning? I'm not going to psychoanalyze the American public like I did Aubrey. But I will.
It ain't even necessary, though.
Really?
No, it ain't, because it's in the numbers. People can say all they want to, but when they get behind that curtain, they're voting for Donald Trump, and he's going to be your president of the United States of America, B.
Look, let me tell you something. Anything can happen, okay? Anything can happen. I doubt he'll be president of the United States.
There's going to be a lot of niggas dropping dead that day, too.
I mean, I believe that.
Right.
How many
right.
motherfuckers are like, man, and Donald Trump be president one day, nigga, I'll be dead before that shit happened.
Hey.
Well, how many people thought Barack Obama would be president?
Yeah, and I'll be one of them who didn't. I'll be one of them who didn't think Barack would win. But I'm a pretty astute political guy. I mean, I don't know. Personally, I just think that Spanish folks are going to turn Trump every which way but loose. And he's going to be fucking blown the fuck out. Personally. Wow. That's just what I think. And it really doesn't matter who is the Democratic nominee, you know, whether it's Bernie or Hillary. It doesn't really matter. They just going to turn Trump clean out. That's just my prediction.
Guess we'll see.
So,
but get ready to say President Trump.
Ooh.
Dang. Trump. Trump.
Make the speakers pop. Wow. Crazy. What's up? All right, Kurt G, here we go, Kurt G, with the world-famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Royce da 5'9", Choice to Trust the Shooter.
Okay.
I actually like that mixtape better than his album.
That's interesting, but I digress.
All right, and it was East Coast, and I'm about to fuck your name up, my brother. It's East Coast and Fallow Pantoja, Merciless Beauty. Fallow was from... Paris, France, but his beats is crazy.
All right.
So, East Coast and Fallow Pantoja, Merciless Beauty. And the instrumental joint is The Cancel Jungle.
And I also would like to apologize on our 400th show. I've often tried to warn people I cannot read that well as it is, and I'm sure I butchered some names. I would also like to apologize for that as well. So, no doubt. You got any leftover?
You got the disclaimer out.
Yeah, you got any leftover instructions for the listening audience?
Oh, I mean, not necessarily. I'm not going to really beg this week for them.
No begging strip?
Nah, I ain't going to beg this week. I'm just going to ask.
kindly ask them.
Yeah, I'm going to kindly ask to click the button that says rate and just hit 1 to 5 stars. It's real easy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up.
We had one of our listeners want instructions on how they're supposed to do that shit, though.
Oh, it's you know what I'm saying? I'll put pictures on Twitter to show because it's ridiculously easy. So I'll just do it that way.
Anyway, again, I want to thank everybody who listens to the show week in and week out. Yeah, we have so much fun doing this, and we appreciate all the comments and the chiming in and everybody chiming in on their three particular MCs, your personal MCs. You know, we can always argue about a historical list, but it's always about your personal joints. So,
right. And a new thing that I've come across is these DJ videos. It takes me, whenever I put these videos, when I forward it, it's because it reminds me of when I was at the Princess Street Center, standing over top of the turntables, watching Dennis Williams get busy. You know what I'm saying? Being at the crib with you guys. I'm loving these videos because it's a real wax. You know what I'm saying? No more push button. These dudes are doing it. Females, too.
Oh, well, now that's a whole another discussion I would love to get into. I'm a vinyl guy. I like the vinyl. Don't get me wrong. I love Scratch Live, too. You know what I mean? So,
no doubt.
That's what's up. That's all. I guess we'll see you next week then, right?
Yes, sir.
Peace.
One. Peace.
I guess I'm not typical, which is cool. I guess I'm not hip as you, which is cool. I guess I'm not into the shit you into, which is cool. Nigga, you's a bitch and you bitch a dude, which is cool. I look around and all I see is fools. Some of y'all got street cred, some of y'all got pre-approved. Some of y'all got red carpet rolled out for y'all quick as you. Drop, went right from a Honda to a Box 62. They dancing, they ballin' and zoning like they Victor Cruz. Labels only care about hits and views, which is cool. Not only am I the alchemist, I'm the evidence. The wicked witch is cool. The cause of her demise reminds me of this jet I'm in. A flying residence. If you don't write your own rhymes, get offended. This is to you and you. Listen, fool, no more bars for you. You can't raise the bar. You ain't in the building. Matter of fact, you can't even lift the stools. Cool. That liquor disappeared from my system like skipping school. Me and these niggas live by the same don'ts but different dudes. To get their name out, they willing to get the loop. That ball mind fit me like my religion, true. Call my assistant, tell him I'm slipping. I'm spitting jewels. Somebody come out and get them like the Memphis dudes. We independent. While y'all flash bitches, we in the trenches. Ball sack licking addiction. Y'all need interventions. The gas pedal mashing the carpet in them SL Benzes. That dash retarded like the Special Olympic. The needle leaning past the finish line like Lance Armstrong. I'm inside it, smelling like your baby mama vagina. Bonfire Island and Creed Aventus. I'm not a killer, I'm just stricken with a sickness called homicidalitis. Flat screen surrounds me and my dub C dub in my whip so she can read her Twitter mentions in three dimensions. There's no such thing as flossing if you ain't never seen a dentist. But some of y'all need to take them gold slugs out of your face, load them in the pistol and shoot them the fuck in the outer space. Maybe I ain't rich as you, which is cool. Maybe I ain't weird as you, which is cool. Maybe it ain't a style to be lyrical. I don't give a motherfuck, I just get your mother touch. I pick my own date, pay my way, call that double dutch. I grip the ass, I dunk the tip, call that shit the double clutch. Wax on, wax off, clean that ugly stubble up. Bunzai, the truth is gonna unlie at sunrise. Your makeup's running, Uber's gonna catch you when he comes by. Your boys are entertainment. I understand you like the bitch, but you're pretty famous. You sweater like the one Cosby wore at his arraignment. I stayed patient, prayed gracious, made millies while Billy racing. Now they wanna trade places as my ceiling raises. My prime lays dormant, they computerized, not I. See, I'm straight torrent. I clock in, write it with my pen, out my acorn. And I clock out, then leave a black cloud on all eight corners. Started with us, then hear the pop loud. Robin Harris house party, I bet y'all acquitted like a child killing cop trial. All you see on the ground is them empty rock vibes like Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. I'm in the Trump Tower with this here piece. Man is here, Magna Carta fit like Joel Santana bandana did. I used to need antifreeze, she about to need antifreeze. Antifreeze. I'm pocket, I'm Nas when I fame dance to Annie Big. I'm not a star ho, I'm on Uranus on a panty bench. As far as all of y'all, aside from flaming all of y'all, I feel I fathered all your bars like I came up in your granny crib. The most interesting man on the goddamn planet. Beef is having a nigga bitch fix me some goddamn salmon. Beef is trying to nigga clothes on when he ain't home. Beef is your wife when your kids at school texting me they gone. I just took a dip in your swimming pool, which is cool. I think you need to find some more comfortable slipper shoes, which is cool.
So many things. I guess that's what I love most about her. You know, she isn't just one thing. So much larger than that.
I love how she makes me feel.
Super scary, passionate, and beautiful.
She's a fly girl, a work of art from the get-go. I gave her my heart, I'll never let go. I gotta stay, I cop them shell toes so I could walk this way. I was drawn to her, she was so ultra-magnetic. She was so cool, from her soul to aesthetic. She was old school, and her flow was poetic. Moved to Pro Tools, but yo, I didn't sweat it. She accepted everyone, it didn't matter the type. Her sweet sugar heel brought laughter and light. Smiles on the faces of the masters of mics. There was no doubt, she was a rapper's delight. She is beats, rhymes, and life. She's live and hype. She brings the vibe we like to make her tribe feel right. Hey, yo, she got soul, in the launch she had pop holes. She rock gold, so slick when she drops goals. Never take a light, she would laugh as the haters grin. Whack rappers with paper thin, she tallied up major wins. An outcast in the players ball for real, y'all. Screaming cream, get the money, dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'll always love her. 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 I'll always love her.
She was a black sheep.
said the choice is yours. The rhymes are fat beats, a voice so pure. She's played in mad jeeps, in the streets she sound bomb. Resurrection would be nice, we would have things in common. 93 till infinity, real with divinity. She's here with delivery, building the ministry. But our classes like the Thriller Jam, made me a Dilla fan. There was this one time when she could just kill a man. She packed a Smith and Wesson and made suckers duck down. She had us all curious when she took it uptown. Living in the sewer like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Rhymes are crazy in the books, cause effects up in the circle. Yep, more than just a friend. She did the kick step, it was more than just a trend. She hollered dip set, high bro death squad. Damn, my lord, she was fresh, God.
I'll always love her. I'll always love her. I'll always love her. I'll always love her. I'll always love her.
And diamond in the rough, she got the chronic. Rhyming for the love, back then we bought it in the store on CD, and now we get it for free in the form of MP3. Staying true to her roots, she asked us, do you want more? Got a little fame and asked us, I buy some hardcore. She was naughty by nature, she gave us anthems galore. A public enemy who fights the power in store. 1991, she got live at the barbecue. My main source, always spoke from her heart so true. Since the premiere with the guru, my heart cried on a bizarre ride straight to the far side. So fresh, Nas penning in the journal, she is most deaf. Her reflection is eternal, she gets no rest, no sleep till Brooklyn. Word up, no doubt, money good looking.
I'll always love her. 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 I'll always love her.
I've been missing you, you know? Even though you ain't really go nowhere, you always been here. You've been in the hearts and the minds of the people. You know what I mean? The core. One of the branches of this beautiful music tree. Oh, and by the way, folks, my name is East Coast. A classical approach is rarely heard these days, so it's about time you were properly introduced to the maze. Phase fall into the category your risk takers. The introduction is highly functional wordplay. I don't need much, just an open mind, hungry for the truth. The demographics is the regional completion of roots. Hey, I know you, but you forgot me. I was planted in the ground as the foundation of this tree. Spawn hip-hop, the culture that were barriers, responsible for race relations and stimulating the said economy. But oddly, a war's been waged to take the originality out of the creatively trade. Bask in the sun of purity that elevate brain waves. Be natural, commercially driven, take a sabbatical until you come to terms and reaffirming your actions too connected at the hip. There's no telling really what I can do. Influence how you market product to people in poverty. It's powerful when ideals from the mind becomes your obstacle. Fall into the dark side of hypocrites, I honor you. No accolades, acknowledgement, conglomerates will murder you.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight. Just like a preview. Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
On a mission.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
Just like a preview.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
Fell in love, I was head over heels for mass appeal. And the legend said it's mostly the voice the fans feel. Can we travel, take a journey, educate the anointed? I'm appointed and projection is part of stellar performance. Masquerades and silhouettes with a record held in a dormant. I embrace jazz, it gave birth to hip-hop tracks. Can we study just a bit and pay homage to the ultimate? In addition, new praise to the political poets too that motivate life to the remembrance of our ancestors that fell into muddy waters. Clearly we can see each other, brother and sister, we can make it. The wealth is untold, buried in souls, the ugly mark of slavery.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
Just like a free.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
On a mission.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
Just like a free.
Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight.
Forgiveness takes a lot when you're ignorant. We can push past the horrific indifferences. I didn't say forget any of it. Discuss the forwardness of economic partake. Forge that stability, provide a new date. See the music, we can conquer stigmatizations that look down on you. I'm proud of you for taking the initiative to follow through. And you took the initiative to follow through. So make sure you hold that inside of your mind. And you make moves, and you spread this culture.
Just
leave you. Bring the truth out the dark in the broad daylight. Raise hell up in heaven.
My brother said he not inspired by hip-hop. I took it like a shot at me. Dodge that, then counter by hitting the pen and pad. Spark flame, I write like Mark Twain. Express, I'm on his pain. I use my heart's brain. This is not justice, the judge is dealing out. Plus the Trayvon Martins we never hear about. They say change could be made by voting. But what about the secrets they holding? That's worth the Snowden. That man pull stunts like Jack Chan. Fact fam, bullshit, I see through it like cat scans. People don't get out and live, they get amnesia. I see them dying for attention on social media. It's like the world is trading spiritual for digital. It's getting literal, sign of the time for the biblical. Lord, but not 5-0, this is my show. Do you, I'ma trust and believe in what I know. Family comes first, I know that's what I believe in. And corridors of the brain and mind say we all different. Your truth can't be the same as mine. Material should make no man think that he the shit. No matter how many pairs of Jordans you see me with, I married life cause she the baddest bitch. But in the end, take the money and give me the happiness, my health, knowledge of self, and maybe half a spliff. I know I love my wife, this is my life and I have to live. Each child gave my life more clarity. I stay fly beside, die for his family. Within a tragedy, a manifest mastery. This not only art, this is my heart's gallery. Hate is like cancer, love is the answer. I'll be the best that ever was if you give me the chance to. Family comes first, I know that's what I believe in. If you only follow what is popular, cause you not living life, you just watching it like an opera. Oliver Twisted, still I'm young, black, and gifted. But legalize or advertise and get lifted. The younger generation, will they even know a human mean? I see they spend all their time in front of a computer screen. Kids taught to be vain, their mind isn't healthy. Cause every minute they see their moms posting a selfie. I'm coming way better, so my foes look uncomfortable like Bieber stepping in the ring with Mayweather. King on a golden throne, rolling stone. Hip hop at your house is gonna get overthrown. Start from scratch like a chick fight. Don't flop, I won't stop until it's right. Family comes first, I know that's what I believe in.
Check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all. give me props on the style, plus the high octave. I give my thanks, yup. Plus, he used to come to all the shows to hear me rip it in the winter, dump the style. I got the goods, couldn't figure out why you had to wait a bit. Now it's my time, I hit you with the 411. Shit, you bit your tongue some ideas ago. Now you're all my confidence, since and all along you love the way that I convince. Time and time, you love to hear a odd hooker too. Said she was a looker, but a tad bit better. Swear to never not needed, heed the words I'm never, but you love me more. Cause I heard you dug my what you dug my style. Keep me pressed with intent to get better, like never letter. Or let me get too hyped, I might just